Who are your mighty men? Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules podcast. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for stopping by. The simple goal of this show is to encourage coaches. And if after listening, you're encouraged, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe so the show's reach can grow, leading to a positive impact on more coaches and more athletes. Today, I want to give you some homework and briefly look at the question, who are you surrounding yourself with? That's a question that's extremely important for both coaches and their athletes. The people in your inner circle can make all the difference in the world. They can build you up and make you a better person, or they can drag you down and lead you in the wrong direction. In the book of 2 Samuel, I believe we see a fantastic example of three types of individuals that every coach and player should surround themselves with if they truly desire to be successful and a strong follower of Christ. We don't have time to truly break each of these down, but I'll leave you with some scripture references that I want to challenge you to search out on your own. In 2 Samuel, we read much of the story of King David. King David was a very successful king of Israel, and a large part of his success was dependent upon whom he surrounded himself with. In his story, three individuals stand out. The first of these individuals was Zadok. You can read of Zadok in 2 Samuel chapter 15. Zadok was a high priest of Israel. He fully recognized David as the king that God had anointed, and he was willing to put his life on the line for David. In chapter 15, David must flee the city of Jerusalem, and Zadok was more than willing to go with David. However, David commanded him to take the Ark of the Covenant back into the city and fulfill his priestly duty. Zadok followed David's command. Another way we can describe Zadok, based on what Scripture tells us of him, is that he was a man that was willing to minister to David regardless of David's faults. Again, he recognized David as God's anointed and was determined to serve him well. As a coach, do you have an individual in your life that's willing to minister to you regardless of the situation? An individual that's a few steps ahead of you in regards to wisdom and can provide wise counsel? That's what Zadok provided for David, and we all need that man in our life. Second, we read of the prophet Nathan in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Nathan is the prophet that called David's sin with Bathsheba out. Nathan was a man's man, one who recognized right from wrong and was willing to call a spade a spade. Nathan was a truth teller who was direct and not afraid of confrontation. In 2 Samuel 7, we also read of Nathan relaying a message from God to David that David was not going to be the man who would construct the temple. David wanted to build the temple for God, and initially Nathan agreed. However, when God decided otherwise, Nathan was willing to relay the difficult message to David. One would easily think that David might hold some resentment towards Nathan because of some of the difficult messages that he relayed. However, 1 Chronicles 3:5 tells us otherwise, as David named one of his sons after Nathan. David respected Nathan, and there was some form of a special relationship there. As coaches, do we have a Nathan in our life? Someone that will point out any wrong, someone that will hold us accountable. If we desire to be victorious, this type of individual is desperately needed. Lastly, we read of a man named Benaiah. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 20 through 23, we read a little bit more about Benaiah. This was one of David's mighty men, and he served as one of David's lead bodyguards. He was a very honorable man that was extremely loyal to David. He was more than willing to give his life in service to the king. This is the type of individual that's willing to stand up for the name and reputation of his friend. In the coaching profession, we know that many like to take shots at us. Someone always has a better idea or a better plan. Some may even resort to dragging your name or reputation through the mud in order to be heard. Those moments can be difficult, and in them, you desperately need an honorable individual by your side that will stand up for your name. Benani was that guy for David. Who is that individual for you? At the end of David's life, his son Solomon takes over the throne. A very interesting fact about these three men is that Solomon keeps them by his side when he transitions to king. He knew how loyal and valuable they were to his father, and he wanted that for himself. In Genesis 2:18, it tells us that it's not good for man to be alone. And the man who has these three men in his life is never alone and will have to try hard to fail. Coach, are these three individuals in your inner circle? If you want to be successful, they desperately need to be. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.